بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable Ulama Kiram, respected elders and brothers in Islam, one of the greatest favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, upon the believers, is the ni'mat and the favor of the Quran Sharif. The greatness of the Quran Sharif, the beauty, the excellence, the virtue of Quran Sharif is something which perhaps words cannot capture. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His being, His attributes, His greatness, His grandeur, His majesty, His beauty cannot be explained in words. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ, that if all the trees on the earth had to be pens, وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ, and the waters of the oceans had to be ink, مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ, and together with all the waters of the ocean, another seven oceans of ink is brought, مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ, then the kalimat, the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot come to an end. So just as the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that cannot be captured completely in words, likewise, the greatness of His kalam, the grandeur of this Mubarak kalam, this kitab, cannot be adequately and completely described in words. وَإِنِّي لَا أَسْتَطِيعُ كُنْهَ صِفَاتِهِ وَلَوْ أَنَّ جَمِيعَ أَعْضَائِي تَكَلَّمُ. Indeed, I am unable to describe His beauty or its beauty, even if all the limbs on my body were given the ability to speak, still I will not be able to do justice to the beauty of the Quran Sharif. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu describes the Quran Sharif in these words, beautiful words, فِيهِ نَبَأُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ, that in the Quran lies the incidents of the people of the past, lessons for us, inspirations, guidance for us. وَخَبْرُ مَا بَعْدَكُمْ, and the secrets of what is going to come in the future, after death, hereafter, etc. وَحُكْمُ مَا بَيْنَكُمْ, and for the current life that we are in it is the decision, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُوَ الْفَصْلِ, the Qur'an is the difference between truth and falsehood. لَيْسَ بِالْهَزْلِ, every letter, every word of the Qur'an is true. Every word of the Qur'an is haqq. مَنْ تَرَكَهُ مِنْ جَبَّارٍ قَسَمَهُ اللَّهِ, whoever out of arrogance, out of pride and arrogance, neglected the Qur'an, had forsaken the Qur'an, did not bring iman on the Qur'an, did not practice upon the Qur'an, قَسَمَهُ اللَّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala crushes him. Allah destroyed him. وَمَنِ ابْتَغَى الْهُدَى فِي غَيْرِهِ أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ, and whoever looks for guidance, whether it is in his personal life, whether it is in his business, whether it is with regards to his belief, whoever looks for guidance in anything else beside the Qur'an, أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ, Allah leads the person astray. He goes on to say, describing the Qur'an Sharif, هُوَ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ, it is the firm rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that cannot break. وَذِكْرُهُ الْحَكِيمُ And it is the reminder and the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is full of wisdom. وَهُوَ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ And the Quran is the Sirati Mustaqim, is the straight path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La yashba'u minhu al-ulama. So great is the Quran that ulama and scholars cannot become filled and satiated and satisfied with the Quran. There is so much to discover, so much to unravel. La yashba'u minhu al-ulama. Wa la yakhluqu min kathrati al-rad. And the Quran is so beautiful and so unique that no matter how much a person repeats the Quran, recites the Quran, hears the Quran, it does not become old. It does not become boring. A person will not tire of listening to the Quran Sharif. لا تنتهي عجائبه. The beauties of the Quran can never come to an end. وهو الذي إذا سمعته الجن لَمْ تَنْتَهِي حَتَّى قَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا It is that Qur'an that even when the jinn, the unique creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but when they heard the Qur'an, they could not stop, they could not hold themselves back, but they exclaimed, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا That we have heard a very unique, a very special, a different Qur'an, a different type of a kitab. So the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us in the Qur'an Sharif, the greatness of the Qur'an Sharif, is something which we cannot fully describe. This is why when the malaika, when they heard the Qur'an, when they heard the Qur'an Sharif, what did they exclaim? طُوبَى لِأُمَّةٍ يَنْزِلُ هَذَا عَلَيْهِمْ That how lucky, how excellent, how lucky, how fortunate is that ummah upon whom this Qur'an will be revealed. وَطُوبَى لِأَجْوَافٍ تَحْمِلُ هَذَا And how lucky are those hearts that will carry and contain the Qur'an. وَطُوبَى لِأَلْسِنَةٍ تَنْتِقُ بِهَذَا And how lucky are those tongues that will have the opportunity of reciting this Mubarak Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So indeed the Qur'an Sharif is one very great ni'mah in favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the value of this great ni'mah. Ameen. Respected elders and friends, there is much that can be said about the Qur'an Sharif, but in the few minutes that I have left, I want to just share with you and speak about two aspects of the Qur'an Sharif, two benefits of the Qur'an Sharif, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first aspect I want to share with you with regards to the Qur'an Sharif, is the barakah and the blessings of the Qur'an Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ That this kitab, this Qur'an, that we have revealed upon, we have revealed, is mubarak. It is full of barakah and blessings. Bringing iman on the Qur'an, believing in the Qur'an, is a source of barakah. Practicing upon the Qur'an is a source of barakah. Reciting the Qur'an Sharif is also a form of barakah and blessings. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says, إِنَّ الْبَيْتَ الَّذِي يُتْلَى فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ اتَّسَعَ بِآلِهِ That home in which the Qur'an Sharif is recited. Imagine just reciting the Qur'an. Imagine how much more there will be when we make amal and practice upon the Qur'an. Verily that home in which the Qur'an Sharif is recited, اتَّسَعَ بِأَهْلِهِ That home becomes spacious for its people, becomes comfortable for its people. Today we find a common complaint that despite our homes being so palatial, so luxurious, but there isn't that satisfaction in our homes. There isn't that contentment, that happiness. The home is a gloomy place. People don't want to go home also. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala is teaching us that home in which the Qur'an is recited, ittasa'a bi ahli. That home becomes comfortable for its people. Becomes spacious for its people. وَكَثُرَ خَيْرُهُ أَيْ بَرَكَتُهُ And the good And the blessings in that home become abundant. That home is full of khair, full of goodness, full of barakah. وَحَضَرَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَ And he says the malaika thronged to that home. Muhaddiseen explain, أي حضرته الملائكة لاستماع القرآن. The malaika come to listen to the Quran Sharif. And وَحَضَرُوا بِالْخَيْرِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْبَرَكَةِ وَالسَّكِينَةِ When the malaika come, the malaika bring with them rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring with them khair and goodness. Bring with them barakah and blessings and sakina from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَخَرَجَتْ مِنْهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ And from such a home, the shayateen leave that home. Shayateen go away from that home. Sayyidina Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu one night, time of tahajjud, is performing his tahajjud salah, is reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. And not far from him is his horse. And as he recites, the horse becomes uneasy, begins jumping about. So he pauses his recitation. For a moment, the horse settles. Then he continues his tilawah, his recitation. That horse again becomes uneasy, begins jumping around. He pauses. Again, that horse calms down. The third time he begins his recitation, again the horse becomes uneasy, becomes agitated. Now, he's afraid that nearby his son Yahya was sleeping. So he became afraid that perhaps this horse will become more agitated. It mustn't break loose. It mustn't hurt my son. So he shortens his complete ends of his salah. He says when he turned around to look what was going on, he notices something like a cloud. And in that cloud were some lights. And he notices that cloud and flies away and goes away. In the morning he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he relates the incident to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he narrates the incident to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he begins describing that the horse began to jump about, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Utlu ya Usayd. O Usayd, you should continue reciting. He said, O Nabi of Allah, he continued reciting. And then it happened again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Utlu ya Usayd. You should have continued reciting. He said, I continued reciting. Until the third time, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was afraid that my son will be trampled, will be hurt. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained to him, That cloud that you saw were the malaika, the crowd of malaika that had come to listen to the tilawat of your tilawat of the Quran Sharif. And O Usayd, had you continued reciting, then by the morning others would have also witnessed this scene and they would have also seen this cloud of malaika. So the recitation of the Quran Sharif itself is something which brings barakah, brings rahmah, it brings the sakina of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ayah that recited in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha al-nas, O mankind, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ An admonition, an advice has come to you from your Rabb, reminding you of the wrongs and the evils that you are doing, cautioning you, advising you to leave out those evils. مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ And a cure for the sicknesses of the hearts, for the disbelief in the heart, for the wrong type of beliefs and notions in the heart, for the wrong type of behavior, for the types of doubts, different types of doubts that creep in the heart. Your mind is troubling you. Doubts are troubling you. Have we sat down and spoken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have we recited the Quran Sharif? Have we practiced upon the Quran Sharif that will remove those type of doubts? وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and it is a hidayah, it is guidance, it is full of mercy for the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on further to say, قُلْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the believers, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا That they should rejoice over this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran Sharif. They should rejoice over this rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. This Quran, this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far better, far superior than all the wealth of the world that they may gather and amass. So this is one of the blessings, one of the virtues of the Quran Sharif. That is, the Quran Sharif is a book of blessing, a book of rahmah, a kitab that will bring, just by reciting it, which will bring sakina into our homes. The elders of the past had this habit that in the mornings they would recite Surah Yasin loudly in the homes. In the evenings before going to bed, they would recite Surah Waqi'ah, different parts of the Quran Sharif. Let us ask ourselves, how often do we recite Quran Sharif in our homes? Loudly, inviting the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bringing in the rahmah and the sakinah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first aspect of the Quran Sharif. The second aspect that I want to share with you is that the Quran Sharif is a kitab that saves the people of the Quran. Those who bring iman on the Quran, those who practice on the Quran Sharif, and as well as those who recite the Quran Sharif, it saves and protects them from fitnas, from trials and tests, various fitnas that will come, especially as we go closer towards the day of Qiyamah, when the fitnas will increase, different situations that come to take us further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and further from the deen of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Ra. The meaning of this is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk. This is a kitab which we have revealed to you. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ So that you may take people out using through this Quran, you may take them out from darknesses إِلَى النُّورِ to light, to guidance. In Ma'arif al-Quran it is written that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned ظُلُمَات, meaning all forms of darknesses. And he writes further that just as practicing on the Quran Sharif, spreading the teachings of the Quran Sharif will save us from fitnas and trials, likewise reciting the Quran Sharif has this effect, that when a person has a habit of reciting the Quran Sharif, then through the blessings of reciting the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard and protect that person from the various forms of fitna. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah writes that in India there was a movement, a missionary movement that had commenced, where they were trying to take people away from the deen of Islam. And very few people fell prey to this movement. And upon scrutiny and investigation, it was found to be those homes wherein there was no habit of reciting the Quran Sharif. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, when a person recites the Quran Sharif, then he puts himself into a fortress, protecting him from all types of fitna, all types of evil, all types of trial. In one hadith, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, that innaha satakunu fitna, that there will be fitnas that will come, tests and trials that will come. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what is the protection from those fitnas? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi, as a Jibreel alayhi salam replied, Kitabullah, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in the Quran, loving the Quran, respecting the Quran Sharif, reciting the Quran Sharif, and practicing upon the Quran Sharif. Over and above all this, respected elders and friends, love demands that a person recites the Quran Sharif. As the Shaykh Rahimullah has written, that we don't realize that every person has a connection with his Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person neglects his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person finds himself estranged within himself. Something is missing within his life. So over and above everything, love demands that we should be reciting the Quran Sharif. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, it is mentioned in the Torah, Ya Abdi, O my servant, Ama tastahi, don't you feel embarrassed? Don't you feel ashamed that when you receive a letter from your friend, when you receive some letter from your friend, after a long time you receive the message or letter from him, then the words of the Torah is like this, and you're walking on the road and someone gives you that letter, what do? You move away from that pathway, from that road. You go under a tree, you sit down, and you read that letter harfan, harfan, one, savoring one word at a time. What is written in this letter? Don't you feel embarrassed, O my servants, that my kitab I have given to you. My kitab I have chosen you to receive. My kitab I have given to you. But you don't take my book and you don't recite my kitab and my Quran and my kalam. And in conclusion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif the complaint of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah protect us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have one complaint against us. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will complain, Oh my Rabb, my people, the verse was revealed with regard to the Quraysh. But Mufassirin explained, Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah writes, by way of extension, this verse is not restricted to the disbelievers who left the Quran by not believing in the Quran. But this verse will even apply to the believers who, despite being blessed with the kalam of Allah, they did not practice upon the Quran. They did not recite the Quran. Ya Rabbi, O my Rabb, inna qawmi takhadhu hadha al-Quran mahjura. These people of mine had forsaken and abandoned my Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the realization, the azmat and the value of His Mubarak Kalam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who recite the Quran Sharif day and night with love and with respect. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the recitation of the Quran Sharif for us a source of barakah and a protection from all types of fitna. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.